Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. When we want to find out what's going on in Washington, D.C., we talk to my friend Chick Hernandez. Nobody knows what's going on in the nation's capital more than Chick, and we will not talk about anything that happened in Iowa. All right, let's get to...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, why would we talk about that? Let's talk about the the Washington Commanders. And just so everybody understands the respect I have for you... This is the only time I ever call them the Commanders. So let's talk about the Commanders and their head coaching search. We'll get to the GM hire in a minute. And I know you've spent time with him already. So where is their focus on the hiring of the next head coach? There was talk that Bill Belichick was interested. It almost looks like it's a done deal in Atlanta. I've been floating the idea that, man, I'd go hard after Jim Harbaugh, but where is Washington focused at this point?
Well, I think if you watched the GM search and who was the top candidate, that was Adam Peters. And without bluster, they just went in, had a bunch of meetings with different guys, brought two guys back and said, all right, we're going to take the guy that everybody in the league says is the top guy, and that's Adam Peters. So I think the same thing's going to happen with the head coach, and the top candidate right now is the guy who's still working, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, is Ben Johnson. I think that's where we're headed. I think we are 2 weeks away, depending on what the Lions do this weekend, from having Ben Johnson as the next head coach. Now, I certainly obviously could be wrong, but they are looking for, as Adam Peters and the owner Josh Harris told me yesterday, looking for someone that's on the same page as those two individuals. And a lot of times you don't get that, especially if you hire your head coach first. So this is a new thing for the Commanders. they're going to do this the way that most folks think it should work, which is to have the GM first, then the head coach. And, you know, Adam Peters has been through it in San Francisco.
Yeah.
He watched it in person in New England with Belichick. He watched how it all worked out. So I think it's going to be Ben Johnson, barring a miracle. You know, if he says, hey, I like to eat live chickens, then I think it's not going to happen. But otherwise, I think it's a matchup made in heaven. I think they go with an offensive coordinator, which means, in turn, that they're probably going to get, with that number two pick, maybe number one pick,
right,
a quarterback. And the current offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, would be on his way out to find another job.
That's too bad for Eric Bieniemy. It's funny.
Yeah,
you and I have talked about this. He went from, he's definitely going to be head coach, to getting no jobs 2 years in a row, to leaving Kansas City, coming to Washington. We had there was some controversy in the middle of the year with Ron Rivera, maybe early in the year with Ron Rivera, although it doesn't necessarily have to be about Rivera, although I think there was an element of it. And now he's not even mentioned as a future head coach, which is, I don't know, sort of odd to me. But you and I are both old enough to remember when Washington hired an offensive coordinator before they hired a head coach, then couldn't hire a head coach, and then simply named Jim Zorn the head coach, and then he announced that he was excited to be part of the Burgundy and Maroon, or Burgundy and Black.
Oh. Actually, it's Maroon and Black.
Maroon and Black,
it was,
right.
Maroon and Black. and the best part of that whole story is he's interviewing for the OC job, and, you know, he's in his normal football gear, his sweats, and they say, hey, listen, we'd like to stop down for a minute. Would you mind going home, putting a suit on, and come back? And he's like, oh, okay. And then he comes back in a suit, and they offer him the head coaching job. Like, what are we doing here?
Wow.
That was the dude with the swinging gait play he ran twice in a row. Although I loved him because I was a left-handed quarterback in high school and junior college, so we talked football all the time, but he was a lunatic. So yes, that is where we are coming from. And I cover the team since 1994, As I said last night on the air, I quizzed my news anchors. I said, when was the last time the Commanders won a playoff game? And they said, 4 years ago? And I said, that was close, 2005. And they were like, holy crap. So I'm excited from that standpoint that there's a plan in place. These are nicer people.
Right.
They look you in the eye when they talk. The ownership group is spectacular from a standpoint of being a little transparent, and they're all homegrown. So is Snyder, but he's an outlier. He's a little strange dude. These guys, Mark Ein, Mitch Rales, Josh Harris, all grew up together, in Maryland, and followed the Washington Redskins back in the day.
This Chick Hernandez, WUSA, in Washington, D.C., joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, so the hire of Adam Peters was stealth. How did they go about it so quickly? And if you could just also fold in something you just referred to, that it does seem that it's not that hard to be nice and genuine, even when you're the owner of a football franchise, which, man, we would love to see the Panthers owner do that every once in a while.
Wow. Wow, yeah. You guys got issues, don't you?
We do.
Listen, you're giving fans free drinks, aren't you? If I phone them at them. Anyway.
Opposing fans. So, not our own fans. Okay. It's opposing fans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's much better then. That seems so much better. That's the one thing Dan Snyder didn't do was to throw stuff to people. I think, and I asked Adam Peters yesterday, here's a plug, ding, ding, an exclusive interview with him, that I said, what was the view of the franchise prior to this ownership? And he was very diplomatic and said, I really can't speak to that because I was so focused on what I was doing, which is the assistant GM at San Francisco. And that's absolute horse poop. The league knew what kind of joke this team was. They could fleece them in a trade, and they just weren't thought of very nicely.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This group, and I don't even know how stealth it was. It was, all right, let's set about getting a GM. Who are the top candidates? He hired Rick Spielman, former GM of the Vikings. Then he goes against Bob Myers, who was the GM of the Warriors. That was kind of like a stroke of genius. Bob Myers is a talent evaluator. And if you can evaluate talent, you can do that across sports. And they went and looked at it and said, who are the top candidates? They brought some guys in. And then they brought two back immediately, and according to Adam Peters, it was so aligned for what he wants to do. He was a scout. He began his career as a scout in New England for Belichick back in 2003, and here we are 21 years later. And now he's about to lead an NFL draft in which they have 9 picks. They've got 6 in the first 102 picks.
Yeah.
I mean, for gosh sakes, and all the salary cap space you could want. So. They went about it right. Excuse me, I'm hearing my alarm clock go off.
Nice. You should wake up.
I should probably do that. I thought, it's always a dream talking to you. That's why I thought.
Man.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
That's why you're a TV star.
That's exactly right. So I think it made so much sense for Adam Peters, from a standpoint it's a word I hate, synergy.
Right.
But it makes sense for him to join this group who obviously presented themselves in a very positive light, and they're doing things in a very professional manner, and there's no hidden agendas, nothing like that. And he knows that he can, as he said, I'm going to get help from a lot of people, but I'm going to have final say. And that's other than in the draft room when he said, I'm not going to share what seat I'm in. I was like, well, you can pick your seat. He goes, well, I'll be either the first, second or third chair in that room because the owner, but the owner's not gonna go like in the past. Take him. We want him. That's not happening.
They take Dwayne Haskins because he went to the late Dwayne Haskins, RIP. Because he went to high school in D.C. Look, I mean, There were a lot of teams that were in on Dwayne Haskins, so that doesn't have to be right. I mean,
correct.
So let me get to this since we're talking about quarterbacks before we let Chick Hernandez go. WUSA in DC sports anchor there. The quarterback situation. They're going to take whether they have the first pick if they want to trade up, or they have the second pick. They're going to get either Caleb Williams or Drake May, is my guess. Those are the two best quarterbacks in this draft. We can play around as much as we want with Jaden Daniels, but it's one of either Williams or May. What do they do with Sam Howell? Do they keep Sam Howell? Because I actually think Howell profiles as a great backup quarterback forever, if you could keep Sam as a backup, because he could play a little bit. He can get you out of games. He does a lot of things well. He's tough. I think he'd be a great backup quarterback. I think that's his profile. Or did they trade him for more assets?
That is a great question, and I wouldn't shut the door on Jaden Daniels just yet.
Okay.
I know that's your view.
My view, yes.
I think the ability that he has both with his legs and his arm is something that to look at, because if you look at what's going on in the league, that's happening more. I'd say all three are viable, and I think they're definitely going to pick two or one. You're absolutely right there. They might trade up, see what Chicago wants to do. The Sam Howell component, I agree with you completely. He can lead a team. I mean, for a good long while, he was leading the league in the numbers, which is that goes back to Bieniemy and why he's not getting the look. It's kind of strange to me. Obviously, the results team-wise, but that has to do with offense and a defense that was defense who couldn't, hit water from a boat. They were so bad. Sam Howell will be in this league for a long time. There's no question in my mind, because he's a very smart kid and he is a tough nut. I mean, to be on pace to be sacked the most and never miss a down. There's something there. So, a durability as a backup, as a starter who can come in and start a few games, and perhaps if his team has a defense, then he is the bell cow. He can be, but he made throws that you just went, holy crap! Like he threaded the needle, and he made some throws or decisions. You went, all right, what the heck is going on? Maybe he does have CTE already. I'm not sure. So. No, I think it's a great question. I haven't looked back at the history of what Adam Peters did as an assistant GM, but that's also the same team that drafted Mr. Irrelevant, and look what Brock Purdy's doing.
Yeah, no question.
So he's going to look at it all. I think they pick quarterback. I would keep Sam Howell as a backup, but if you're going to get assets for him, because you got Sam Howell and a free agent named Jacoby Brissett.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacoby can play.
Yeah.
Jacoby made a business decision to miss the last two games after two really good halves of football. So the league knows that dude can play. He helped Cleveland a year ago.
Yes.
So one of those guys if Jacoby goes somewhere else, Sam can definitely be somebody that can get you some more picks or a free agent here or there, because they need to shore up that O-line and that defense for sure, because right now you or I could get by that defense.
I could not. You definitely could. You have better lateral quickness and even straight line speed than I do. Chick Hernandez, from WUSA TV in Washington, D.C. You do. And you're a better driver of the golf ball. All right, my friend. Go about the rest of your day. I appreciate your time always. Happy New Year to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Mazel, mazel, my man.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.